It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It could take months to repair a section of I-95 in Philadelphia after a tanker truck caught fire on the roadway. KYW's Mike DiNardo is there.
The force of the heat caused the elevated section of the highway on the northbound lanes to collapse. The heat also damaged the southbound lanes, although it is still intact and the structural integrity of the southbound lanes still is in question.
The Tony Awards are held in New York City, honoring the best shows and performances on Broadway. Victoria Clark took home the award for best performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical.
I dedicate this to my mom, Lorraine, who died 4 years ago. She is the reason I fell in love with theater. She always said her most inspiring work happened after she turned 60. She didn't believe in limits, and neither should we.
Clark played the title character in Kimberly Akimbo, which also won for best musical. To Texas, where one person is dead and three others wounded in Crosby outside Houston. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says a Dodge Charger pulled into a shopping center parking lot, then two people got out and began shooting.
We have a total of three persons that are receiving treatment for various gunshot wounds. We don't know all their conditions. And then the one that was deceased that was found and located at the cemetery.
They are still searching for that Dodge Charger. A wedding turns into tragedy in Australia. At least 10 people are dead and 30 more injured in a bus crash.
The bus rolled as it carried wedding guests from a ceremony in wine country in New South Wales.
A wedding, yeah. One of the happiest days of your lives, and turns into one of the most tragic days of your lives.
Truly horrific news.
The gravity of the disaster moved Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
The unimaginable nature of this tragedy.
The 58-year-old bus driver's been arrested in what's been described one of Australia's worst disasters. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Novak Djokovic took the title with his win over Casper Ruud in the French Open final. The 36-year-old passed Rafael Nadal for the most major singles titles in the history of men's tennis.
My team has created a good bubble around me, so we did a great job into just staying in the present moment.
We are hearing from those four indigenous children who survived 40 days in the Amazon jungle after their plane crashed. They say their mother survived the crash for days before she died. And the siblings say they survived eating cassava flour and seeds, and say that some familiarity with the rainforest's fruits were also key to their survival. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3663. That's 800-885-3663. 800-885-3663.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All into it, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 12th. At the Wood County Courthouse, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 8:30 and the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9. The McMillan Memorial Library Finance Committee will meet at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. The North Central Community Action Program, Inc. Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapid School District Regular Board of Education meeting will begin at 6 at the Board Office on Peach Street. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 5. The City of Stevens Point Personnel Committee will meet at 6. The Public Policy and General Government meeting will begin at 6:05, and the Finance Committee will meet at 6:20. The Village of Whiting Plan Commission will meet at 5. In Adams County, the Health and Human Service meeting will begin at 4 at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with lows around 41. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 71. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Joe, I got a tremendous echo.
No,
it's
we're
gone
good.
Now. Hey!
Now
much, much better. Dominic, not only is it a TGIF edition, not only are you and I in the show together in the 540 AM studio.
It's true.
Dominic, we've been waiting for this for going on like 7 years. Today. Nationally, worldwide, Jack Smith Day.
Congratulations.
They have unsealed the indictments. The former president of the United States, and it's been widely reported.
Yeah.
37 indictments.
37?
But we have it on good source. that it is indeed 38.
38
indictments.
MSNBC's been wrong all day. Our source, Maggie Dodd, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend, going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sure she'll tell you all about it.
She was just saluting us. Apparently, Maggie doesn't like that we've stolen her thunder. But we want to get it out there accurately. If we're known for nothing else, Dom, it's doing math on the radio.
Accuracy, honesty, transparency.
I got to tell you, Dom, I'm having a mission accomplished moment.
It is National Sex Day. Stay over there.
And? It's our birthday month.
I know, man.
A couple of Geminis turning towards our birthday week. Next week is the birthday week.
Next week, yeah.
So enjoy us while you can. Could be a little spotty next week on the coverage.
We'll see what happens. You know, we'll give it our all effort as we always do.
Dominic, you've also made a fine booking. And through amazing forethought, I've pushed him from his normally scheduled Thursday spot or the spot you scheduled him on. And I said, well, Trump could get indicted. We better push him to Friday.
You were right. I mean, Trump was indicted.
On Thursday.
Just after the show.
Timing's a bitch.
It is, man.
Bob Tatterson. He is a Democrat. He is running. Do you know, we are in an election season right now. Bob is running for Assembly District number 24. The former district held by Dan Knodel.
State Senator. Insurrectionist, election denier, Dan Knodel's legislative seat down in the assembly up for a special election. I kind of spaced on this one. I didn't know. I came home the other night and my wife, Steph, is filling out these postcards.
Oh, and happy birthday to Steph. Yeah, Let me say it before you have the opportunity. Yeah. Let me steal your thunder. Yeah.
You can borrow it. Steph's at home filling out these postcards for Grassroots North Shore. What are you doing? Shouldn't you be preparing for National Sex Day? And she said, there's a special election. I was like, what? I mean, you think I'd remember these things. We did our part, man. Look, community service reached out to Bob. He's going to join us at 4:30.
Bob Tatterson, a Democratic candidate. We'll get to know him a little bit better. And I hear Steffi's turning 38, just like the number of Trump indictments, the actual number, according to the devil's advocates and nobody else. That's our sourcing.
Us. Yes. Trust us.
I confess, we're not reading the indictment. We have not read the indictment before we join you on the air today.
I have perused it a bit today. I got through a few pages of it.
I did not read the indictment.
No.
Because we know Maggie Dodd's in the lobby. Read the indictment.
Man, I can hear the highlighters zipping across the paper right now.
Something like that. By the way, you can join us today. We'll have a little fun on Friday. You can air the grievances here at 844-967-2789. I will be off on Monday at least.
I will be here. Curtis sticking it to me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Dominic talked about getting it stuck to. Here is an email. We being Civic Media, I speak on behalf of a corporate entity. I, of course, am separate from that entity. But we got an email from the Republican Party of Wisconsin. You know, they're just about to have their big convention next weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Up in La Crosse, where I was last year for the Democratic Party convention. Now, the Dems go off in Green Bay this weekend. But anyways, on to the Republicans. My first grievance. I'm leading today.
All right.
The former president got indicted. 38 counts. But we're going to lead here.
That's right. Well, we'll talk about that. First time a former president indicted in this country.
Unprecedented.
This is breaking news everywhere. Federally Everyone's indicted. Talking about it. Yes, huge, huge news. But it's Friday. We are the grievances. And, Curdy, I know, man, you're a salty dude sometimes. So let's get it out.
I am feeling a little salty today. So I'm gonna sprinkle more than my fair share of salt right now. Greetings. According to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, you know, they're talking about, note, reserve a booth at the 2023 RPW convention. The 2023 Republican Party of Wisconsin State Convention is approaching, and we want to invite you to take part as we prepare to make this year's convention a hit. The convention will take place Friday, June 16th to Sunday, June 18th at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse. Been there often, Dom.
Oh, yeah, I saw Rob Zombie there.
Vendors will have the opportunity to prepare booths at the La Crosse Center on Friday, June 16th at 3:30 p.m. Registration opens at 4, and what do you know? The Devil's Advocates come on the air at 4 o'clock.
Perfect timing.
You know, they talked about Saturday and Sunday, but most important was the Friday part because sure. We could have gone and broadcast starting at 4 o'clock. In fact, they encouraged us. Attached, you will find a form to reserve a booth. Payment must be received before the space is reserved, so please confirm upon receiving this letter that you are interested in reserving a booth. Oh, absolutely, I am.
Now, this is like, so the Dems are this weekend in Green Bay, the Republicans next weekend in La Crosse, and Civic Media, you are going to be there this weekend in Green Bay? Is that, you got like a
hospitality? That had been the plan.
That had been the plan. No, okay, so no hospitality booth?
Well, they're probably still going to have
a okay, all right, all right, all right.
It will serve Spotted Cow, is my understanding.
Excellent. We'd love the Spotted Cow.
I'll take some of the blame or credit for that. But anyways, back to the Republicans, man. I'm trying to tell a story.
I'm just trying to get clarity, man.
All applications subject to review and approval by the Republican Party of Wisconsin. There is a very important clause in this.
I wonder what the review and approval process looks like.
Well, it must be completely arbitrary, because some young staffer named Jordan received our email and a personally delivered check by our colleague Jorge. Jorge brought him a check. Hi, Jordan. Thank you for the email and the application. It was nice to meet you. We'll be dropping off the application later today, and I feel quite assured that Jorge delivered the application with the accompanying check from Civic Media to the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Man, like personally, like went over to the joint and hand-delivered?
I mean,
that is some service, man. Civic Media is the best.
It was like concierge, first class, you know, because we are a first-class operation.
If nothing else.
If nothing else. And then we got this response. Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, 4:37 p.m. Note, conspicuous in the time, we were already on the air. Busy by then. But again, Jorge was the one that delivered it, our occasional party and companion, Jorge. It says, "Hi, Jorge. While we appreciate the interest of Civic Media having a vendor table at our 2023 state convention, we have decided to decline the application for this year."
What?
"I'll be returning your check."
What?
"Thank you for stopping by. I enjoyed meeting you."
Is he going to personally hand deliver the check like we did?
"All the best, Jordan Wildman, Operations Director, Republican Party of Wisconsin."
Jordan.
The last time anybody sent back money to me. Right? Like, didn't cash a check of mine. And I didn't write that particular check, but, you know, I feel like since I'm telling this story.
Our check.
We, the royal check written yes. on behalf of Civic Media, the corporate entity that they have sort of a tangential relationship with. They sent back the check.
They sent the money back. Who was the last person to send you money back?
iHeart Media. When they canceled our ongoing relationship to produce the greatest radio show ever from their Madison studios, we had just signed a national syndication contract, and they actually gave us notice. Ironically, Dom, 10 days before the election of Donald Trump, we counted them down on the airwaves. And now, these years later, I somehow feel today is a mission accomplished day in a multitude of ways. But anyways, Bob Tatterson joining us today. Get to know him better. He is your assembly candidate in District 24. That is the Grafton, Germantown area. Beautiful part of Wisconsin, I would assume.
No, Crude, I'm a little, you know, this is news to me.
Being rejected by the Republicans, that's been happening our entire career now.
What?
Do you remember when Scott...
What about bipartisanship? What about reaching across the aisle? What about... I mean, we've had Republicans on the show many, many, many times. Less so recently because...
Recently as last Friday, in your absence, I had Joe Gianconti, regular Joe, conservative talker from the greater Green Bay market.
I wonder if regular Joe's going to get a booth over at the lacrosse center for the GOP.
Oh, I'll convention. Have to text him during the break.
I mean, maybe he could show up and, you know, do a little co-hosting with him.
You know who did warn me? Told me it wasn't gonna work out.
Who's that?
Joel Clayfish. I was, you know, wined and dined, or at least shown around his beautiful office. He's a lobbyist now. He's on the Capitol Square. Beautiful. Overlooks the Capitol from his office. And I went over there and I said, you know, we're gonna be at the Republican convention. He's like, what? I said, well, that's my goal. We've made application. We intend to go to the Republican convention. He said, oh, man, they're not going to let you in.
Come on, man. Oh, won't cash our check, but we got to continually hear from, oh, you got to hear from everybody. You get both sides of the story and bipartisanship. But when we want to go to the party, when we want to go and hang out and come into their house, we're not welcome?
Dominic, if you would like to go party and shake it up, Buzzard Billy's right down the road, man. We'll stay at the Holiday Inn Express. I'm not sure if I want to make all that effort for the Republicans at this point.
Seems like a lot of work, man.
You know, if you've rejected me, I don't know if I should set up camp immediately outside your green zone.
It seems like a little crazy if you do that. A little stalker-ish. So we'll just have to take it and leave, I guess? How much was the check for?
More than $500.
Oh, damn. Hey, they must be rolling.
It was a multi-day convention. Worth it, I'm sure. Every penny. Come back, more.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
1 until 3, Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show.
Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 40 overnight under clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 70. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
It's summer. 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
My dues, time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
I've made a few.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Candidate for Assembly District 24, Bob Tatterson, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Maggie Dawn at 5 o'clock. So we'll squeeze your grievances in today as well.
Dom, I appeared on a fine radio show on the Civic Media Network earlier today, As Goes Wisconsin. Our friends Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantenier, I felt welcomed. For the first time, I didn't thrust myself upon them by being a caller. It was the first time I was invited to appear on the show. And I had a good time this morning, yeah. And they asked me, you know, kind of did a host thing. And, you know, they started with, like, what was the best story of the week? You know, I assume political. We do politics around here. But they didn't frame it as such.
That's right.
And I said, this one's going to surprise you, T. But I choose the best headline of the week. Wisconsin Rep. Mike Gallagher says he will not run for Senate in 2024. And here's why that's the best headline of the week. Because it means the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin is going to continue to be the U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin. The very progressive Baldwin. Whoever runs against her, not named Mike Gallagher, is going to get beat by double digits.
Tom Gallagher. Tiffany?
Oh, he will get particularly thrashed. Toxic Tom, yeah, he'd have a problem. Gallagher was the only one I saw that could offer a competitive campaign. And if he ain't in it, there ain't nobody in it. And here's the one other thought of Crudy. The timing. The morning after his president, Donald Trump, got indicted, 38 counts, according to Devil's Advocates math.
And Mickey Dog.
he makes the announcement. Yeah, I've got to spend more time with family and my House subcommittee.
I got
gamble holding.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports what he had Gallagher had to say. Quote, I'm staying in the House and leading the Select Committee on China because our work is simply too important to be a part-time job. He goes on to say, quote, we have a fleeting moment, a rare opportunity to forge a bipartisan consensus around the actions necessary to defend America from Chinese Communist Party aggression and win this new Cold War. That mission is too important and too exciting for me to abandon. And the fact that his former president just got indicted on 38 counts yesterday had nothing to do with that whatsoever.
The timing not conspicuous whatsoever, Don. 844-967-2789. Our Friday tradition, airing the grievances. It's hard to air the grievances when it's Jack Smith Day up in here.
You know, I've had a little lighter step today, man. A lot of people I see around that, you know that we do the politics and pay attention and not real fans of the former guy. Also very smiley. It's just been a beautiful Wisconsin day today.
You know what? I was so very encouraged by the number of people on the Facebook that called it Jack Smith Day. They knew we would declare this Jack Smith Day. You know, and I must assume there are others that would think similarly, parallel, Dom.
No.
But we're the ones that popularized calling it Jack Smith Day. And it is your day, Jack. Congrats. Quite proud to be an American today, I got to tell you, Dom. 844-967-2789. Mark, always proud to have you as a friend. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, man. What kind of salute was it that Maggie gave you when you saluted you?
You can use your imagination.
Both hands, two fingers.
And what's remarkable, what not so remarkable, is the Republicans defending the indefensible in Donald Trump. You'd think they'd want to distance themselves just a little bit from Donald Trump's potentially
distance himself. They're going to embrace his cravenness. This makes him more electable in the Republican primary. It's a witch hunt.
It's just remarkable that that people are willing to overlook. On the face of it, Donald Trump probably was the only reason he took that stuff is to monetize it. You know Donald Trump. You know that's all he does with his entire life is monetize relationships and whatever he can lay his grubby little hands on.
Well, certainly try to. I mean, I know he claims to be a businessman, but he hasn't had that much success. He inherited a lot of that money, Mark. But yes, no doubt about it. And that's one of the big questions. So we have the what. We have the facts. We have the indictment. But we don't know why. Of course, we do know why. But the indictment, Jack Smith, they're not getting into why. I don't think people want to know why, although we all know why. But how terrible would it be if a former president was, very lackadaisical with these kinds of nuclear and state and security secrets?
You mean more lackadaisical than saying stuff on tape like, I've got the documents, I know.
Look at this.
Here are documents I have that are classified, they're military secrets, and I know I didn't declassify them.
On tape, yes, on a recording in his own voice, acknowledging the crime. So it seems pretty buttoned up, but we'll get more detail.
You think that's going to work against him in a court of law, Dom?
Yeah, it's not going to work with him. But to Mark's point, though, how the Republicans are reacting. Well, last night, as I was driving home from Brady Street after hanging out the Roman coin with Maggie and some friends.
The Roman coin!
I happened to listen to a little Sean Hannity, and he had Mark Levin on, and Mark Levin was losing his freaking mind. A couple of quick notes. If you ever heard Mark Levin, you can appreciate it. Merrick Garland is a mob lawyer. I mean, he was freaking out. This is an insurrection. There is no law. This is Mark Levin. I'm like trying to quote right. This guy's losing his mind. So they're what are the reactions of grief? Right? Is anger the first one? I think that's the first one. But you should have seen it coming. Republicans. Well, I mean, it is Donald Trump.
First comes denial, I think.
Oh, is it denial? Okay. I don't know. I don't grieve, man. I'm happy today.
When are they going to have a reckoning, Dom? That's my question. Well, first they'll try to. I forget.
Bargain. There's bargaining.
There's involved. Bargaining. Yep, there's yep. Bargaining involved. Yeah. I'll make you a deal. Stick around. We got to find guests coming next, and the woman who did all the homework, Maggie Dawn, joins us in the happy hour. But Bob Tanerson. An assembly dem, or at least he hopes to be soon, from District 24. Come back with us. It's Jack Smith Day, y'all.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial, from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Tomorrow, the Fourth Degree Knights of Columbus will hold a brat burger and hot dog cookout to raise funds for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Saturday, June 10th, they will be at Metro Market in Plover from 11 to 2. They're trying to raise enough funds to send 10 veterans on the flight. It costs $500 per veteran. Stop down at the Metro Market in Plover from 11 to 2 tomorrow and help send our local veterans on the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association, has a new report on the dangers of fentanyl in the state. It says fentanyl is the number one killer of people ages 25 to 54 in Wisconsin. More than 4,300 people died from fentanyl between 2015 and 2021. For some perspective, fentanyl now kills twice as many young people in Wisconsin as car crashes and more older people than liver disease. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with lows around 41. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 71. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Fighting me.
Bob, I'm looking at one of your campaign postcards. Interesting. Well done, sir. You've got some of your, let's call them some of your core beliefs, what you believe in. Bob, run some of those down for those listening.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know, I'm running because I really want to serve the needs and interests of our residents. And yeah, you called out. I've got some core things I'm focused on. I am all in on fully funding and supporting first responders. As a volunteer firefighter, I know how important that is to do. I want to make sure we have an economy that works for our families and our businesses alike. I want to strengthen some of the anti-corruption laws and really, you know, focus on transparency in government. And finally, you know, it's just vital that, you know, we restore women's reproductive rights here in Wisconsin.
And you've also got on this piece, I'm looking at fair maps. Obviously, you're running under the current maps, but it sure would be nice if we had a little fairer maps, right? Wouldn't it, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, as you may know, this district was redrawn a little more than a year ago, and it was the most incrementally gerrymandered district in that remapping process. So, yeah, I mean, we need to make sure that every voter has an opportunity for their vote to really count. And by, you know, artificially manipulating the maps, it takes away that. And, you know, my opponent, he's against fair maps. He's happy with the maps being drawn in a partisan way. I'd like to see maps being drawn more fairly.
Bob Tatterson, a district, Assembly District 24 candidate. Bob's running as a Democrat. The election is coming up very, very soon. July 18th is election day. So, Bob, tell us about the district. The 24th looks like it includes Germantown, Grafton. Where do you live, and what can you tell us about the fighting 24th?
Sure. Yeah, the 24th is unique. It is the WOW County district. So we've got portions of all three of the WOW counties. We've got Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington. So I personally live in Mequon, so I was drawn into this district a year ago. So we have about half of Mequon in southern Ozaukee County. We've got all of the town and village of Grafton. And then over in Washington County, we've got all of Germantown. And then we've got about a third of Menominee Falls, sort of the northeastern portion of Menominee Falls. So it's a really kind of a Frankenstein district. They split two cities. They split Mequon and they split Menominee Falls. So again, back to the mapping. I mean, there's really no logic in cutting up some of these municipalities.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine candidate for Assembly District 24 special election coming up on July 18th. Bob Tatterson, he's running as a Democrat. Well, Bob, tell us about your political resume, your professional resume, your personal resume. What would make you a compelling candidate and a fine assembly representative, sir?
Yes, thank you. I mean, politically, this is, you know, I've never held elected office. As you may know, I did run last fall, running again, so first time to serve. Although I really believe in public service, I mentioned before, I used to be a volunteer firefighter. I serve on a lot of nonprofit boards, and I'm really trying to help strengthen our community around education and the arts. You know, my background, I'm an engineer by training, worked for several large corporations leading R&D, including Brady Corporation right here in Milwaukee. I led new product development there, as well as being an executive at GE. So I really know how to, you know, get things done. Common sense problem solving, part of my corporate career. You know, I know how to listen to all constituents, you know, organize for action, and then get things done efficiently.
Bob, I appreciate you coming around, and I want to just share this quick story. I came home earlier this week, and my wife, Steph, was filling out addresses on these postcards printed by, I think it was Grassroots North Shore. I'm like, baby, you know, what are you doing? You're volunteering your time. It's very nice of you, but what's going on? She's like, there's an election. And of course, Bob, you know, we do politics, and we know the person who previously held that seat is now a state senator, to my absolute disgust. He's my state senator, Bob. But I had totally spaced that there's a special election to fill that assembly seat. So I think it's very important to get people, to get them out there and to inform people that there is an election. And Bob, you're out there running for this. You sound like you're a great guy. As long as you have a great education background, you sound like you care about the community and about women's rights and fair maps and transparency. And those are the kinds of things that certainly I think this audience can get behind. How do we, How are you? How's the campaign? How are you getting out there and getting people aware and getting them knowing that there's a special election going on? My concern, Bob, is we came so close. Jody Habesh-Sinikin in the Wisconsin state election this last cycle. I mean, it was close. It was close. If a few more people came out, we would have had a different outcome. Bob, how's the outreach going and what's the response been like?
Yeah, great. Yeah, thank your wife for me. You know, it's all about grassroots. It's really the folks out there that have heard my story, that believe in what I'm doing, that are out there sharing the message. And that's really my strategy, is just to share my message with everyone in the district. I think, you know, when you look at where I stand in terms of the values that I really hold dear, those are the values I think the majority of the folks in the district hold close to their heart. And we just need to keep sharing that information about the election, about where I stand and how, you know, I align so strongly with really, I'm sure, the majority of the folks in the district.
Bob Tatterson, candidate for Assembly District 24. I'm sorry, Bob, I interrupted. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to make, you know, just a quick, you know, contrast. You know, my opponent, you know, he's been pretty extreme. He's come out on paper, you know, being a proponent of the extreme abortion bans, even suggesting criminal penalties for doctors who perform certain types of procedures. Mm-hmm. He stood up and supported, you know, making Ozaukee County a Second Amendment sanctuary. Now, we already have the Second Amendment. We don't need to clarify that the Second Amendment is in operation in Ozaukee County. And finally, he's on record of supporting cutting Medicaid, if you can believe that. I mean, a basic program that supports the people really in need. So, pretty strong contrast between myself and my opponent.
Okay, Bob, you know how people are. If they don't get to know you a little bit, it's hard for them to support you, to vote for you, maybe write a few postcards like Dom's wife did. So, Bob, let's get to know you just a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
Bob, you got kids? You got family? What's that look like for you, sir?
Oh, man. I've got kids that keep me... Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in my life. Very busy guy. So obviously doing politics, I've got my work. I'll talk about my work for a moment, my family. But first, my family. I got a wonderful wife. I've been married to her since I met her when I was 18, actually. So we've been together forever. You can do the math. I'm 58. But two boys. I've got one through college and off to work. And I've got one still in the house that just finished up his sophomore year at Homestead. So we're public school folks. And yeah. Hobbies, you know, I love watching sports. I love playing sports. I love doing stuff with my kids. So, yeah, keep busy there. And then, you know, professionally, my current work, you know, I left corporate America a few years ago, and I really wanted to work to create jobs right here in Wisconsin. So I basically work with small companies. I advise small companies, technology companies. I invest in small companies. And I like to joke around that I think in the last 6 years, I've probably helped create more jobs than Foxconn.
that's a hard one. Okay, so on the sports level, let me ask you this little political angle on it. The Brewers stadium needs some work. There's some debate about how that's going to happen. Do you have an opinion on how that should be funded, if at all, sir?
You know, I love the Brewers. My wife is an incredible baseball fan. I think the stadium's great. I have no opinion. I've not been following that too closely, and you know, that's out of my district. That's out of my field. out of my ballpark.
Okay, let me ask you a different but related question. Let's say you were to go to the Brewers game tonight, perhaps on the Civic Media WISS Oshkosh Air Support tickets. You would be at the PNC Club, and they have a nice full service bar there. If you were having a cold adult beverage, designated driver getting you home. What are you drinking tonight, Bob?
Well, I mean, come on, we're in Wisconsin. I am a beer drinker. I will admit to that. So what I like is a beer with a lot of flavor, because then I can just nurse one all night. So a really, really, really hoppy IPA. Like I think they have the Terrapin there. So yeah, a really intensely hoppy beer. That's why I go for.
Not a Bud Light guy, Bob?
No. Actually, I grew up near an Anheuser-Busch plant, but no, I'm a IPA guy.
Bob, Bob Tattison, running for Wisconsin's Assembly District number 24. All right, Bob, let's broach in the next last 5 minutes that we have together here. The news of the day, it's Jack Smith Day. He's laid out apparently 37, maybe up to 38 counts against the former president. I want to get your take. What do you think that looks like for Republicans or, obviously this is historical, Bob, for politics in general.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's historic, but honestly, you know, I don't really have a comment on that matter. I mean, it's a federal issue. I have, you know, not a state issue. I have full faith in our Justice Department. I mean, you know, the FBI, the Justice Department, these guys are straight shooters, and you know, we're going to let the legal process play out. And, you know, I just support that everything be done properly so everybody gets a fair chance to defend themselves.
And I can appreciate that, Bob. But bringing it back to, like, local level, you know, the but Knodel, the former, the seat that you are now running for was occupied by Knodel.
I know Dan Knodel well, yes.
Yeah, okay. So then you know he was also a signator on the letter to Vice President Pence to try to get the electorate thrown back to the state assemblies so they can kind of hash it out here. To me, Bob, that's part of a bigger, I'll call it conspiracy, but it's certainly a plan by not only legislatures in the state of Wisconsin, but other states as well, under the guidance and and encouragement, perhaps, of Donald Trump's attorneys and his crew. What's your thought on that particular letter to the president to throw it back to the states? Is that something you think is appropriate for the now sitting state senator?
Yes, I was extremely clear last fall when I ran on that point. It was just unconscionable that that letter was sent, that letter was written. And yeah, it basically asked Vice President Pence not to do his constitutional duty. And it was written and signed by, I think there were a total 16 or 18 sitting reps and senators for Wisconsin. So that there really is no excuse for that. You know, Knodel is an extremist. He's supported many extreme positions. I mean, frankly, there was a very careful analysis done of every vote he's ever taken. He was actually declared the most anti-human rights state legislator based on his voting record in the country. You can look that up on Google that.
Wow.
And he's my senator now. And, you know, hopefully for 3 years from now, we'll be able to have an opportunity to replace him.
Bob Tattersall running for Assembly District 24. That's July 18th when they have the special election. Bob, quickly answer, dog or cat family?
I grew up in a family that had cats and dogs and chickens and sheep and horses, but right now we just have a cat.
Just a cat. Well, that's okay. And Bob, if people want to support your campaign, give them the website. Tell them how to do so.
Yeah, we had a nice website. It's easy to remember. It's my name, BobTattersall.com. So BobTattersall.com.
It's in your name, sir. Do you have any tattoos, Bob?
None that are visible. No, I am tattoo free. It seems to be there was a point in time where I think everyone had tattoos, but somehow I didn't get one.
That you're talking about on the radio today. Good luck, Bob. Have a wonderful weekend. Candidate Bob Tattersall.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Until 3, Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Start
starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m., WAUK.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Low is dipped down to about 40 overnight. Under clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 70. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Low is dipped down to about 53. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
It's summer. 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you for sticking around. Maggie Dawn coming up at the 5 o'clock happy hour. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a new one, new friend to this show, Bob Tannerson, a candidate, Assembly District 24, special election coming up July 18th. That is to fill the Knoto vacancy. Grafton, Germantown, parts of Mequon. Are you listening?
That's you, folks. Get out there. Vote for Bob. Sure. Came on. I didn't pre-interview him. We emailed back and forth a little bit.
Does
Bob.
Anybody do pre-interviews?
not a whole lot these days. But new friend. Sounds like a very sharp guy. Folks, please make a point. If you're in the area, if you're in Wisconsin's Assembly District 24, and you're going to go vote, that's great. Go vote. But bring someone with you. Literally do that. If we'd have done that for Jody when she ran for that state senate seat, she'd be the senator right now.
So Jody Habish, Senate candidate, instead of Knoto. I would see the preference there.
Yes, indeed. So do what you can. We do appreciate it. Do your civic duty, then do a little bit more.
Vote early and often. 844-967-2789. We'll get to your Friday grievances. Just be patient. But Dom, I want to point out, Jack Smith Day, celebrated nationwide. Well, some of us are.
Yeah?
Some of us are taking a different reaction to the Devil's Advocates count of 38-point indictment. Other media outlets calling it a 37-point indictment, but we correct the record. A 38-point indictment and a couple of Trumpists. They're kind of losing their you-know-what, Dom. Far-right Arizona rep demands an ah for an ah. After the Trump indictment.
I totally agree. If any president or anybody gets, you know, caught with top secret, super secret, nuclear, wartime, whatever kind of plans that they shouldn't have, they should absolutely be prosecuted to the full extent of the law for putting our national security in jeopardy. And, of course, if they're trying to obstruct to get away with it, they should be charged with that as well. I concur.
And hang Mike Pence for good measure. Here's the reporting at the Raw story. A far-right Arizona congressman on Friday appeared to call for unrest in an incendiary social media post. Rep. Andy Biggs, rep from Arizona, said, "We've reached a war phase." As prosecutors unsealed, it says a 37-count indictment, but Dom, we at the Devil's Advocates have corrected the record, the math. It's a 38-count indictment against former President Donald Trump in connection with the handling of the classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Special counsel Jack Smith. Oh, and we've got some sound. I've never heard the man speak. We're going to play it for you in Happier Happy Hour We're going to bring Maggie Dawn, our legal eagle, on. But Jack Smith unsealed the charges Friday. Made my whole weekend. We've now reached a war phase, Biggs tweeted. Ah for nah. Biggs, in a social media post earlier on Friday, echoed the former president's allegation that Trump is the victim of a political persecution. The Biden administration is weaponizing our federal police apparatus to target their political opponent. Even worse, their move comes as soon as we unveiled that both Joe and Hunter received $5 million from a foreign entity. This is exactly what an authoritarian regime looks like. Now, I turned on right-wing talk radio, the nationally syndicated, the Buck and the Clay. This is the tack they're also taking, that the Biden administration has weaponized the DOJ.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get it. That's what they're going to say. But, you know, here's the actuality of it, right? A grand jury was convened, a grand jury of regular U.S. citizens. They were presented with evidence. And granted, you know, there's no cross-examination when that evidence is presented. They say you can indict a ham sandwich. This is not the Biden administration, per se. This was a bunch of regulars off the street that Jack said, hey, look what this guy is doing. They're like, damn, indictment. And they came down with it. And he's going to be put on trial in front of a jury of his peers. And those regular U.S. citizens doing their duty will make that determination in Florida, of all places.
In Cannon's courtroom. Cannon caught that case.
She caught it. I don't think she's going to keep it.
Perhaps in just the preliminary phases. She was the one that set out the special master and got bitch slapped by her own appellate branch. I mean, they went beyond, like, we disagree. They're yeah. like, you're flouting the law.
Right, and she was doing it for Trump because she was a Trump appointee. So
still is.
These regular folks that were
she would in also the grand jury. The sentencing.
These regular folks in the grand jury, not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, they came down with this. And the jury is not going to be Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. They'll listen to the evidence and they'll make their determination based on the facts. So, I mean, I appreciate the fist pumping, but that's not how it works. None of those people in that grand jury are Joe Biden. Morons.
844-967-2789. Want to hear your Friday grievances? Wisco Paul, welcome to it.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon. Dom, your wish finally came true. We did get indicted. I don't know if he's going to go to prison or not, but it's a happy Friday because this means that nobody is above the law, I don't think. Is that what this means, Dom?
Nobody's
above the law?
That's what it means. That's what we strive for, Paul. And I'm not down for persecution, man. I don't like Trump, but I don't want anybody getting, you know, persecuted by, an unjust Justice Department.
Defund the police.
But that ain't... That's
starting
not,
with the FBI.
That's not what this is, Paul. I mean, he had... Trump had every opportunity to comply, to return, to do things, and he willfully did not, and then he took steps to hide it. So, yeah, man. I mean, it's what did Mitt Romney, former Republican nominee for president, say? This is of his own making, Wisco.
Well, thank you, Dom, for that answer, and it should be a happy day for you and Crudy both. Hey, I just got one quick one. If you were threatened to be hung by your own political party, and I'm referring to Pence, would you actually run? I mean, I might run, but I don't think I'd run for president. So, anyway, you guys, great
show. If Mother said I must,
then I must. Thanks, Paul.
Maybe Mother's very ambitious. You never can tell.
I think we got 1 minute left in the segment. Catherine from Madison, we'll squeeze you in. Thank you, Catherine. What do you got?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I've got a quick one, and it's something that's bothered me for a long time, and that's I'm wondering why they don't have a list, or if a list is kept like a library does when you check out a book. Does somebody somewhere in government know what's been checked out and what exactly is missing? Like, do they know how many things?
Yes!
You know.
And in fact, Trump was caught on tape talking about a document that has not yet been returned, Catherine.
Yeah, and why did he get this far without anybody, you know, I mean, I think that should have come from the people that keep the records, to tell you the truth.
Well, Catherine, it's coming from Special Counselor Jack Smith.
Well, it started with the records, and then it evolved into this because of the way Trump handled himself.
They're my records. I took them fair and square.
They're my boxes, and I want them in my boxes.
The very talented Maggie Dawn.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.